Blog Talk Radio.
9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 0 Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritional Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here at Doc Talk is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. Of course, you can always reach me directly here each and every Wednesday. And, of course, you can email me via doctalkruth@gmail.com, and you can contact me in my office at 313-897-7257. And you can go to www.drruthlstevens.com for more information regarding myself and all of the things that I offer and all that good stuff in case you are new to the Doc Talk show. So again, good morning to everyone. Hope all is well with everyone. Today my topic, summer began last weekend, so I thought, this could be something coinciding with Healthy Guys Month. It's things that we're doing for our guys this month, men's health. So grilling. I wanted to do the hidden dangers of grilling. Now, I've done some things in the past on previous shows regarding grilling, so please go back and check out the archives. But this one, I thought I'd give it a little bit of a spin on it. So this show is focusing on the hidden dangers of grilling. There's a lot of things out there associated with summer barbecuing and grilling. So I'm going to share with you things like the chemicals that are created from grilling. These are very dangerous chemicals, as well as healthier ways to grill and some simple grilling tips. So stay tuned with me for the next hour. That way you can get all this wonderful information. And if you can't hang out with me all hour long, please go back and listen to the show via archive. All righty. 347-426-3469, again, is the number here at Doc Talk. And you guys, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to open up my chat room. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Sorry, I'm doing it as we speak, folks. Sorry about that. If you're waiting to get in there and chat and do all that good stuff, it's forthcoming in a few moments. But until then, I can just see everyone that's on my switchboard and all that good stuff. So for everyone that's out there listening, via web, via whatever source is working for you, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, it's my topic today, talking about the hidden dangers of grilling. Also coming up at the halfway point in the show, I will be getting into the lab specials for the month of June. This is the last show for the month of June. Next week will be July. Next month is celebrating 5 years for me on Doc Talk, so I'll be sharing more information with you as that day approaches, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let's do some things here. Good morning to everyone. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I have 9,000 notes in front of me here. Can you believe that? And thank everyone for your well wishes. I had oral surgery last week, and I am doing much better. My mouth is actually working again. So I appreciate all the well wishes from everyone. You guys are very sweet. And also, I will say, definitely not to be an oversight, I want to say good morning again and Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Ramadan kicked off last week, oh boy, and hopefully everyone is having a beautiful, blessed Ramadan thus far, and it will continue to be. So let me get going here to get things going. I'm telling you, I'm looking at all my notes. Let me stop this. Let me stop multitasking because I don't do that very well sometimes. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You guys know how that goes. So I'm just going to cut it out and just focus on one thing. How about that? All right, let's take care of the housekeeping very briefly. Then we'll get right on into the subject at hand here. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Please see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. Please realize that individual results will vary, and also no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. Okie dokie, folks. Let's get it going here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the health dangers of grilling. All righty here. Let me find my little opening and my notes here. You guys don't realize I write these notes out fresh for you each and every Wednesday, so I have to tap into my big brain and figure out what I'm going to say to you. How about that? All right, so let me say this. As I said, summer began last weekend, and this is something, you know, it's a great time. Barbecuing is one of the true joys of summertime. I mean, who hasn't enjoyed good company, perfect weather, and good food made over, you know, hot coals or a gas fire, whether you're at home, in a park, beach, or campsite? But according to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, I know you probably didn't know there was such a thing, but there is. More than 80% of all households in the United States own a grill. That's a high percentage, with almost half of the people grilling at least 1 to 2 times per week during summer months. Grilling is a fun, affordable way that makes food taste good and brings together family and friends. And in the midst of good times, however, you might not be thinking about some very real health risks that you are exposing yourself to at the barbecue. Luckily, there are ways you can showcase your master grilling skills and also reduce the health risk for you and your guests. So this is something that I want you to keep in mind as you're listening to the show, because it's very important. I mean, this is going to be one of those easy ways to cook as it relates to the summertime. I mean, you can do it all year long, but, you know, we're outdoors, we're doing all that fun stuff. I know lots and lots of folks that love to grill. They think that they're the masters of the grill in their own mind. But, you know, I understand if you are the captain of your ship there in your household and you're grilling. But, you know, sometimes we want to make sure that we're doing it properly. And when you don't know, you don't know. So here I am, of course, to tell you what to look out for, okay? Now, as I'm continuing to talk about grilling and the dangers associated with it, the health dangers, this is something I'll be commenting on as far as the show as well, and I'll get into things like the temperature of food, washing your hands, and foodborne illnesses very briefly. So this is something I want you to keep in mind as you are listening to the show, not just regarding the food and the grilling, but other things associated with cooking outdoors. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is a number here at Doc Talk. So let me just go right on into this very briefly, because we're about at 9 minutes after the hour here, and you guys know that I can just blah, blah, blah all day long. All righty. Meat cooked at high temperatures to the point of burning and charring is going to increase your risk of certain types of cancer, and pancreatic cancer is one of them. And so the info that I'm going to be sharing with you, this is very true for meats, also when you're frying them, grilling, and barbecuing. So cooking in this way can form these carcinogens that don't form when the meat is baked or stewed. So I wanted you to remember that as I go into this, because there's a lot of things I'm going to share with you. Some of them kind of technical, but I know you can break it down. And some of them not so technical, just layman terms, because I really like to be very simple and easy. And I want to give you things that you can do right away, because someone, as we speak, has got something ready for dinner today, and they're going to be grilling it. I understand. Temperatures are hot. Who wants to be inside cooking in the oven and all that good stuff? It's hot. I cook a lot. And, you know, I don't own a microwave, so I'm actually cooking. So when you're cooking, it's a little warm in there. So, you know, if you want to enjoy the elements, grilling is a great way, but I want to really make sure that you're doing it very, very efficiently and safely also. So there's been a lot of public health agendas aimed at the importance of thoroughly cooking your meat to prevent food poisoning, but very little has been said about the dangers of overcooking your meat. Now, I know this is odd coming from someone that doesn't eat meat, but still and yet, I can do it. I'm a professional, trust me on this one. But ironically, if you get meat from a reputable source such as small organic farms, the risk of food poisoning from undercooked meat drastically diminishes. But anytime you grill, barbecue, or fry foods, you are exposing yourself to cancer-causing chemicals. And this is something that I really want you to be mindful of. And this is not just a risk, it's pretty much a guarantee. So don't think of it as, oh, well, it might happen. And it might not, trust me, gonna happen, okay? So just keep that in mind. Let me pause here very quickly and do this again because I just got a text here. Someone said, I just tuned in. What's the topic? Today's topic is talking about the hidden dangers of grilling. And if you're just tuning in, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. And good morning to all of my callers and all of my listeners. Yep. I can see you. I've got a switchboard. I know who you are, but then there's lots of numbers that I don't know. So good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are, you know, a returning guest, thank you so much. Hope you're enjoying the show. And if you're new to Doc Talk, welcome to you. I appreciate that so much. All righty here. Let me continue here. I talked about the risk associated when you're talking about grilling and barbecuing. And I'm mentioning this because assuming you get your meat from that high-quality source, you're far better off eating it lightly cooked or, you know, not well done or charred. And I know a lot of folks really like it that way. You get that grilling experience, and it's like, yummy. But as you're listening to the show, you're really going to hear some things that I'm going to share with you that I think are going to make you go, I don't think I want to do that anymore. My job is to keep you alive and quality as you are alive. We don't have to just be barely existing, okay, here. So anyway, as this recent study found also, those who ate a lot of well-done steak had a 60% of greater pancreatic cancer risk than those who ate steak that was less, you know, well done. So there are some strong associations here, and charred meats have actually been linked to many forms of cancer, including breast and prostate. So you really want to be mindful of this, and this is something to take seriously. I know you want to enjoy grilling and all that good stuff in your summertime and all that funness, but I really just want you to be healthy because cancer is no joke. This is something that I deal with my patients, and it's a class that I actually teach. And so you want to make sure that you are minimizing this risk at all times. So let me do this very briefly. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the hidden dangers of grilling. I want to break down for you some of the primary cooking culprits, meaning these are the chemicals that get created as you are grilling or barbecuing. And I definitely will share with you some healthier grilling tips if you, of course, are so inclined to take them. And I know you are because everyone takes all of my tips. You guys do that. You guys are just amazing to me. But what are some of these chemicals and these cooking culprits that you're dealing with as you are grilling? All right. Anytime you cook meat at high temperatures, whether you are grilling, frying, broiling, etc., some pretty nasty chemicals are created. I'm only going to mention to you three of them because I only have an hour, but these are really what I would think to be the top three chemicals that are created. And I'll try not to be too technical, but I really want to help you understand this, all right? This first one, heterocyclic amines, I'm going to abbreviate it and call them HCAs. Harry, Charlie, Alpha, all right, CAs. These form And I'm multitasking again. When the food is cooked at a high temperature, and they're linked to cancer. In terms of HCAs, the worst part of the meat is that blackened section, which is why you should always avoid charring your meats and never eat blackened sections. So if you've got that steak, you've got that chicken, you've got that whatever on the grill, and you see that it's black, this is the part that you don't want to eat, and I know this is the part that we go for. All right. Scientists have estimated the average cancer risk because of these HCAs ranges from 1 per 10,000 for the average person to more than 1 per 50 for those ingesting large amounts of these well-done muscle meats, especially flame-grilled chicken. So chicken is going to be far more worse than steak, believe it or not. So all my, you know, my meat eaters out there, you're just kind of sitting there going, wow, well, I'm just not going to eat the chicken. I'll just eat the steak. Don't do it. Don't do it, all right? Just listen to the show, all right? Anywho, the next one are polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. These are our PAHs, Paul Alpha Harry. When fat drips onto the heat source, causing excess smoke, the smoke surrounds your food and it can transfer cancer-causing PAHs to the meat. And, you know, that smoke of the PAHs, this is a toxic chemical that can damage your lungs. And as meat cooks, the drippings of the fat is going to hit the coals and creates that PAH, which is going to go right into the air. And if you are a grill chef who loves to stand over the barbecue, you're inhaling these toxins. And the smoky smell on your clothes and in your hair and also coating the inside of your lungs. So this is very, very serious. So, you know, I know we want to smell the aroma and all that good stuff, but now we are coating our lungs with these PAHs, okay? So the more you grill and you do it in this manner and you're standing over it and the more your grill smokes, the more PAH is generated. And the toxins are absorbed along with that delicious smoky flavor right into your food. So let me break this down, and I do this for my students and my patients. When we're in class and they talk about grilling, because this is one of the questions that I get, you know, what about grilling? Is that a healthier way, Dr. Stevens? Okay, well, let's see. When we are grilling, just as I've mentioned to you about the PAHs, when that fat hits the grill in the meat and we create these crystals on the foods. And so we've got the smoke and we've got these little crystal things being created on your food. These are carcinogens. All right. So now you're ingesting them. And we don't want this. So you can use a grill pan to catch the fat so it doesn't go into the fire. And now we're not going to create these crystals. But you might say, okay, well, I love to close the lid and get that smoky flavor. So the word in my statement here, the most operative part of the statement of it being that smoky flavor, is smoke. This is a carcinogen, so this is like smoking a cigarette or smoking something. So you might as well go have a cigarette, and you know I'm not going to give you that advice. So we're smoking our foods. This is not just when you're grilling, but if you are someone that likes to consume smoked turkey legs and smoked turkey breast, you might buy that from the deli. It's still smoked. So there's an aspect of it that has a carcinogen in them. So you really want to make sure that you don't deal with anything that's smoked as you go forward. We want the straight oven roasted turkey. That's what you're shooting for, okay? All right, so that's just my little did you know, if you will, on our PAHs. I have so many acronyms here, I can't keep them straight, doggone it. But anywho, the PAH is very dangerous. Again, if you're that grill master that loves to stand over the barbecue, you are inhaling these toxins, and it's not just coating, as I said, your hair and your clothes. It's also coating your lungs. So this is very, very dangerous, and we do not want to get into the habit of doing that, all right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the hidden dangers of grilling. All right, this last chemical, advanced glycation end products. I know you're thinking, all right, Dr. Stephen, who's going to remember that? I know, only me, but the acronym, AGES, A-G-E-S, these are found when food is cooked at high temperatures, including when it's pasteurized or sterilized. Mm-hmm. I know you're thinking, wait a second, I've got some pasteurized beverages in my refrigerator. Yes, you do. So when you're consuming these things, these AGEs are created. It increases the formation of them in your food. And when you eat the food, it transfers the AGEs into your body. And the AGEs build up in your body over time, leading to different types of inflammation, oxidative stress, and the increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, and kidney disease. So this is something, as you're listening to these three chemicals that were created just from grilling as well as high temperature type of cooking, they're very, very serious. And we really, if you don't know, of course you don't know. Who knows this stuff except someone like me? But now listening to me, you can say, well, wait a second, do I really want to choose grilling as my primary cooking source throughout the summer months or just in general? Now, aside from these dangerous chemicals that are formed, overcooking meat will make it much harder for your body to digest. And the higher the temperature the food is cooked, the longer it stays in your stomach, and the more difficult it becomes for your digestive mechanisms to digest. And we want to make sure that we have a transit time of 24 hours. So every 24 hours, you should be eliminating. You should not be eliminating every 3 days, once a week. This is an issue. That is a definite issue. And go back and listen to my shows on colon health and things of that nature. And that way, you can get a good reference as to what a proper digestive system should be looking like. So when you're eating these charred meats and these chemicals in the meat, now we are now antagonizing the digestive system as well. And this is going to make it more difficult for the food to be absorbed and function at a cellular level where it needs to work. And when food can't function in your cells, the cells become deficient or toxic, which leads to deficiency and toxicity in your whole body, making your body less able to function optimally. So everything gets impacted by this, and I want you to really keep that in mind as you're listening to the show. I know you're thinking, oh, but that chicken is so good when it's grilled. Well, hopefully as you're listening to the show, you're thinking, it's tasty, but is it good for me? And this is the thing. We like to please our palate, but are we doing things to make sure that we are doing them for optimal health? All right? Okay. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Hope everyone is enjoying the show. As I'm talking about hidden dangers of grilling, we are about at 23 minutes after the hour of the show. I think I'm doing pretty good on time. I know I'll be sharing with you also some things associated with tips for healthier grilling, and then, I'll, of course, I'll recap some things for you just to make sure you understand what's going on as it relates to grilling. So definitely stay tuned, and I'll be sharing that information very soon. But in the meantime, let me continue, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak a sip of water. All righty. Thank you very much for being patient with that. My throat is still healing and my gums are still healing, so I have to stay hydrated here as I, again, had oral surgery. Had a wisdom tooth taken out, stitches and all that stuff. That was very unfun, but, you know, I'm a trooper. I'm doing well. No complaints, all right? All righty, let me continue here. So a lot of you are thinking, all right, Dr. Stevens, you've said all this lovely stuff regarding chemicals, my ACAs and my AGEs and PAHs and all the ABCs and 1-2-3s. Does this mean I have to give up grilling this summer? Well, no, of course it doesn't. My goodness gracious. And I know many of you are quite fond of your barbecue grills, and I'd really rather see more of us staying home to cook our own meals, even if it's on the grill, than us going out for fast food and eating processed convenience food. Plus, I don't think you have to completely have a perfect diet, so to speak. I really believe you just need to eat very well between 80 and 95% of the time. And if you do that, your body typically has enough reserves to compensate for the damage that you cause by eating things, you know, your grilled meats and doing the shenanigans that we do in our lives, our peach cobbler ice creams and all of that fun stuff that we like to consume. So your body can compensate if you are doing well 80 to 90% of the time. The exception here is if you're really sick or you have a terminal illness. Then you really want to get as close to 100% perfect with your diet as practically possible to improve your chances of recovery. And if you opt to keep on grilling, there are ways to drastically cut back on harmful substances formed. And I'm going to be sharing those with you, of course, when I talk about how to make that grilling healthier. So you don't have to give up on grilling, all right? Don't think that, all right, Dr. Stevens, what am I going to do? I'm just going to grab a burger from a fast food place, and I'm just going to call it a day because I'm not cooking. Don't take that position now. Take your little hands off your hips. You're going to be okay. I think you can still do it, but let's do it in moderation because you should also be eating seasonally, and that does not involve a lot of meats. This is going to be a lot of your high water content fruits because during the summer months, it's hotter, so you need to stay hydrated. So you're going to be eating a lot of your things like your watermelons and your apples and things of that nature, things that have a lot of water in them as far as fruits. And add more of these to the diet, and you're going to stay hydrated. But then you're also going to find that you're going to feel better. You're going to get a lot more antioxidants and phytonutrients because these are our colorful foods. And then we don't have to consume so much animal protein, all right? I know you're thinking, I really want some chicken. I know, but balance it out. Go a day, do a vegetarian meal. I can guarantee you, you will absolutely love it, all right? And you can always do another protein source. You could do fish. That's not an issue unless you have sensitivities. I mean, that's a great one. Or beans. I mean, I love them. So try a vegetarian dish also, and then we don't even run the risk of having the carcinogens created when we're eating beans. Okay? All right. Just trying to give you some little tips there. Okay. So we are close to the halfway point, and I'm trying to think, do I want to just pause very briefly and do it, and then come back in the second half of the show and get into some of the healthier ways of grilling? I think I might. Doggone it. I just think I might. So let's do that very briefly. Let's pause for just a few minutes as we're close enough to the halfway point in the show. I can share with you that information, and then we'll come back and do the second half of the show as I'm talking about the health dangers of grilling. If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Yours and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. You can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as you can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. And if you want to find out more about me and what I do and the services I offer, as well as classes and all that good stuff, you can go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. It's going to be an evolving website. It's just recent on the web, so it's definitely still under construction, but it does give you enough information to find out who I am and what I do, so please go and check that out at your leisure. All right, let me move this note over here very briefly and just get into just the halftime information very quickly for you. All month long, and today is, of course, the 24th of June, so you've got a few days until the end of June to take advantage of the lab special here. This month, making mention to the complete wellness profile with the vitamin D included. This is a lab special, so you got to get a little poke in the arm, but don't be a little weenie. You can handle it. That lab special is going on until June 30th at the rate of $145. Of course, a complete wellness profile is a full lab. So if you are uninsured or underinsured, or you just want to say, you know what, Dr. Stevens, I just love you. I want you to be my practitioner. Well, doggone it, you can do just that, and I will make sure you get taken care of, and you do not have to be here in the state of Michigan to utilize my services or lab services. That complete wellness profile will show you your glucose, your metabolic panel, things such as hemoglobin, as well as red blood cells, things of that nature, your thyroid health, liver health, kidney health, your lipid panel, so I can see what your cholesterol levels are. And this month, it includes the vitamin D, so this is very, very interesting. And it's a great lab special. So, again, that's at the rate of $145. Also, the hair tissue mineral analysis, that's always ongoing. at the rate of 85 buckaroos, a sample of your hair sent to the lab. And when it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient levels, what you have too much of and too little of, as well as the foods I need to add to your diet and foods I need to take away from your diet. So that's a great lab. And, you know, you can combine the two and you can get a really great snapshot of what's going on in your body. Again, if you haven't gone to get any type of checkup in a while, this would be a great start for you. And that hair tissue mineral analysis, again, is at the rate of $85. I do offer full lab services, everything from your HIV testing to MS screenings to autoimmune issues like MS and lupus. You name it, I can do it. And again, you do not have to be here in the state of Michigan to take advantage of those. Just contact my office at 313-897-7257 for more information or to schedule your lab service with me. All right. And you can email again me at doctalkruth@gmail.com for more information on that or any of my services. All right. As I mentioned earlier in the show, my anniversary here on Doc Talk is coming up 5 years. Whew. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, time does fly. 5 years here on Doc Talk, and that is coming up next month in July. So I will give you the exact date of that anniversary. That way, who knows what I'll be doing. I might do something special. You might be able to call in and just say, hey, Dr. Stevens, for those of my listeners that have been with me from the very beginning, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from anyone. Anytime you call into the show, I can see your number on the switchboard. So you just press the number 1 on your phone, and I can bring you right on the air with me, and the entire world can hear you. How about that? Because it is a global show. And so everyone can hear you. You'll be recorded and all that good stuff. So if you ever want to hang out with me and be live on the air with me, just press that number 1 and I'll do it. You can do the show with me. But anywho, stay tuned for more information on the anniversary show coming up next month. And I think that'll do it as far as the halftime information. Let's get back into the show because we've got about 25 minutes remaining, and I want to make sure that I cover all my bases because you guys know, again, blah, 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 blah. I'll just run off at the mouth, and we just don't want to run out of time because I'm trying to share some great information with you as it relates to the hidden dangers of grilling. So let's get right on back into that. In the first half of the show, I shared with you some of the chemicals that are created from grilling. I really want to make sure you understand that. If you missed the first half, please go back and get that information via archive. That way you can understand exactly what's going on as it relates to those harmful chemicals that are created when you are grilling. Now, in this half of the show, I want to share with you healthier ways to grill because, you know, we can make it healthier. And for sure, you can do anything healthier when you have the knowledge of how to do it. So this is where I come in and sharing this knowledge with you. Before I get into those healthier tips, I want to just share with you some little brief additional tips, we'll call them, as it relates to cooking outdoors and things of that nature, because these are equally important when we're talking about cooking outdoors, and a lot of people may have this knowledge, and then there are those that don't have this knowledge. So for those of my grill master captains out there, I want you to pay close attention to this and keep this in mind as we're talking about the hidden dangers of grilling. These are just some dangers associated with cooking outdoors and eating outdoors as well. Something I want you to remember, you want to prevent your foodborne illnesses. I do have a show on this in the archives. Go check that out. But as it relates to grilling, undercooked meat contaminated with bacteria like E. coli and salmonella is a real health problem. And nothing ruins that barbecue like food poisoning. Even when the meat is properly cooked, it's possible to cross-contaminate cooked meats by touching it with fingers or tongs that have been in contact with bacteria from a nearby platter or uncooked meat. And luckily, foodborne illness is often avoidable by just using careful food hygiene. So this is something that I want you to keep in mind. You also want to make sure that you're cooking to temperature. Use an inexpensive cooking thermometer to make sure the meat is adequately cooked. The minimum internal temperature for poultry, this is going to be your chicken breasts and drumsticks, you want that temperature to be at least 165 degrees. And if we're talking a ground meat like hamburger, this is going to be about 160 degrees. And for your cuts of beef like steak, that can be at 145 degrees. So in case you didn't know that, now you do. So you have no excuse for not making sure that that meat is cooked to the proper temperature. You want to keep in mind that the meat should always be kept in the refrigerator while thawing or marinating to prevent bacteria from growing on the meat also. And this is crucial. Now, of course, someone like myself that works in healthcare, as well as I'm just kind of OCD like that, and for all of my individuals dealing with OCD, I don't say that in a disrespectful manner. I think everyone has an aspect of OCD. I'm just a very meticulous person and very detail-oriented, so I like things in such a manner, and washing hands is critical for me. So with all due respect, I'm using that term. All right, washing your hands. When you touch a piece of raw meat or a surface that has been in contact with raw meats, wash your hands with soap and water. I hear this one all the time. I just use some sanitizer. Go back and listen to my show regarding that, and you will definitely go and opt for the soap and water as we go forward. Please use soap and water. It's not that serious that you just can't go to the sink and do that. Not just a momentary spray under the faucet either, but an honest wash, just like you would when you go to the restroom. And I'm assuming that you're washing them when you go to the restroom, folks. Mm-hmm. Anywho, this is going to help prevent cross-contamination. Be careful about using knives and tongs to handle both raw and your uncooked meat. Having separate utensils and tools for the raw, and don't confuse them. And then here's a little bonus tip for you. While preparing multiple dishes, use different colored cutting boards when preparing meats and vegetables. Use one color for cutting your raw meat and another color for cutting produce. And that's going to make it easy on you to prevent that cross-contamination. And so, you know, now that you know how to barbecue with your health in mind, now we can kind of go ahead and fire up on the grill. And I've given you just some little additional tips here, but now I'm going to give you the real deal tips, because I know you're sitting on the edges of your seat going, oh my God, Dr. Stevens, please don't make me wait any longer. Give me these tips for healthier grilling. Yeah, you're not doing that, but anyway. All right, here they are. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. I'm so silly. We've got about 20 minutes remaining in the show now, and I think I can do this. And I know I'm not stalling for time, but I wrote out so many notes, and I want to share this with you because I want to make sure, as I do on all of my shows, that you have thorough knowledge regarding the topic at hand. And I think this is something, it's a fun topic, but it's also a serious topic when we start talking about cancers and chemicals and coating our lungs with your, you know, chemicals that can cause cancer. This is very serious. So we don't want to do this. We don't want to kill ourselves at the table that we do so often. So I want to make sure that I share with you as much as possible as it relates to this topic. So I'm looking over my notes here. And let me just say this very quickly. Very, very quickly. This is something you can do, and this is going to be healthier. Now, I prefer, now, I'm not a grilling kind of girl. I just, you know, I can appreciate the grilling aspect. I mean, I love outdoors, love family gatherings. I love all of that, but I have too much clinical and medical knowledge, and I'm just not a griller like that, okay? But to each his own. But a lot of you, I just got a text regarding grilling veggies. And so let me comment on that one very quickly. Grilling veggies. Now, when you grill your vegetables, they do not contain the HCA carcinogens even when charred. Okay, and in case you forgot what the HCAs are, these are our heterocyclic amines, and they form on the food when it's cooked at high temperature. And, of course, they are linked to cancer. And these are those blackened aspects of the food that, you know, the blackened part of the meat. So when you're grilling vegetables, they don't contain the HCH carcinogens. Even when they're charred, vegetable kebabs made with peppers, cherry tomatoes, red onions on the grill, these are great, and they offer a lot of healthy nutrients and cancer-fighting substances that, you know, you can't get from steak or a chicken breast. So this is, as I told you, you don't have to give up grilling. But I know when you think of grilling, you're not thinking, I'm going to go and I'm going to get some peppers and some cherry tomatoes and grill them up. I know you're not. But if you can incorporate that into the equation of grilling, it's going to definitely make sure that you are eating in a healthier manner. So there's, hopefully I answered that question for the individual that just sent me the text regarding grilling those veggies. All right. So the moment that we've all been waiting for, I wish I had a drum roll here. If my son had his drums out, he would give me a live drum roll. How about that? That's a fun one. All right. Okay. Anywho, create the drum roll in your head. Let's talk about these tips for healthier grilling here, and then we will close out the show and get you the heck out of Dodge, folks. All righty. I'll recap the show in a few minutes before we close out to make sure that you get all the information. All right. Healthier ways of grilling. I'm going to give you these quick and dirty, and we can do this in 15 minutes. You want to stay clear of the burnt meats, folks. We don't want the charred stuff. If a well-done burger or charred hot dogs is your thing, you want to stay clear of that. Regularly consuming these well-done and charred meat is, again, going to increase that risk of developing cancer by about 60%. And this is according to the University of Minnesota study that tracked these eating habits of more than 62,000 people over a 9-year period. Now, why does this happen? Again, those HCA. So we want to make sure that we choose leaner meats and trimming the fat. This is my first tip, trimming the fat well before grilling. The reason behind this is because when fat and the fat from the juices drip to the meat, or excuse me, let me say that again. Let me start over. Rewind, Ruth. When I was looking at my water, you know what? I better take a sip. That's what's wrong. My mouth isn't working, folks. Let's try this again. And I wrote the notes. How about that? Anywho, because of this, choosing the leaner trimming of the fat off of the meat, folks, when you do that, when fat and juices drip from the meat, the flames flare up and creates more smoke. We talked about that. And that's going to lead to that carcinogen formation. So we want to trim the fat. That's going to be my first tip as far as healthier grilling. Trim the fat from the meat. And if you do char your meat, trim that away also before eating it. I know you're like, I want to eat that, but please, please don't. My next little tip for healthier grilling, we want to marinate our meat. Scientists aren't sure why, but a marinade acts like a barrier between your meat and carcinogens. The American Institute for Cancer Research says that marinating meat for at least 30 minutes can reduce the formation of these HCAs. And the type of marinade might even be a factor, according to researchers from Kansas State University and the Food Science Institute, we always have to have references, folks, who found a steak cooked in a Caribbean marinade had an 88% drop in the HCAs, while an herb marinade accounted for a 72% drop. And then we have our Southwestern mixture that had a 57% drop of the bad compound. So it depends on our marinade now as far as the reduction of the HCA. So we want to get creative when we're in the kitchen and look for something that's going to be, if you are partial to it, a Caribbean type. I mean, a lot of great flavors there. Check out that spice rack of yours. I can guarantee you that there's some lovely spices there that you haven't used since you bought the spice rack. So begin to add those to the equation, particularly when we're talking about a marinade. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All righty, let me give you this next little tip here. And I think I need another sip. I don't want to sound like a little frog girl. That wouldn't work, now would it? The next tip I'm going to share with you. I mentioned it very briefly earlier, but you want to cut back on your grill time. Cooking meat for a long time also leads to the formation of the carcinogens because you are exposing it for a longer time to the smoke and the flames. You want to try a protein that I mentioned earlier, something, an alternative, not your steak or your chicken. Try fish, which cooks significantly quicker than chicken or beef, or make skewered kebabs with cubes of meat. This is going to cook quicker. So if you do want the steak and you do want the chicken, make chicken kebabs, make your beef kebabs, and again, add those cherry tomatoes and peppers to them. But try a kebab. That's going to be a quicker way to do it and exposing it to less time on the grill. And this is going to be another way to cut down on calories because now we're eating smaller portions. I know. I'm always trying to watch our waistline, folks. I tell you, that's always an ongoing treat, isn't it? All righty. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let's talk about here. Talk about that cooking for less time. Let me give you this information here also because I mentioned to you that I do not own a microwave, but the American Institute for Cancer Research suggests that we always want to do some type of pre-cooking before we put it on the grill. So the marinade, when we add anything acidic to that, we are actually breaking down the protein. So that's going to give us that ability to cook it for less time. So this is going to be another benefit of making that marinade, all right? Partially cooking the meat or helping to break down the protein, okay, before we get it on the grill. And be sure to place any partially cooked meat immediately on the grill to protect against bacteria and other food pathogens that cause illness. All right, now this next one. If you've ever watched video or actually visited one of the facilities that make processed meat, it's very interesting to say the least, but this is going to be one of my tips as far as healthier grilling. Try to avoid your processed meat. Skip the hot dogs and the sausages and things of that nature. They might taste good, but cancer-causing substances form when these meats are preserved. And this, of course, is according to the American Institute for Cancer Research, which can lead to the increased risk in colorectal cancer. So, just in the fact that you have purchase this meat and in the processing of making the meat, we've got these preservatives and we have these cancer-causing substances in them. So we're going to add insult to injury now by grilling these meats. So we want to try to avoid the processed meats at all costs when we're talking about grilling and barbecuing, okay? I know it's quick and easy and you go, oh, well, my children, they just want a little hot dog and, no, let's not, okay? We want to give the children quality food just like we want to eat. So if you're grilling fish for yourself, then condition your children to eat fish if they don't like it and give them quality food as well. Why give them poor quality food just because it's quick and easy and smaller? It's not quick and easy when it talks about your health in the long term. Give the children the same thing that you would want to eat, hopefully is going to be high quality. All right? All right, my next tip here, keeping the flames at bay. All right, I talked about that with those flames. If you can, turn that grill to a low heat setting, which is going to make it harder for the meat to burn or char. Don't get impatient when you're out there, just turn it down. And to prevent meat from sticking and burning on the grill or rack, you can also avoid the flames near your food by placing it on a grill pan. And I know a lot of you are putting aluminum foil on the grill. Don't do that, please. Aluminum is one of these toxic metals that is absorbed into your food. And so when you're wrapping things in them, whether it's a baked potato or otherwise in the oven or on the grill, this aluminum is actually being absorbed into your food. So you're thinking, wait a second, Dr. Stevens, did you just say what I think you said? Yes, I did. Don't line your pans with aluminum foil. Okay? Do not do that. You can get a grill pan if we're talking about grilling. I said that earlier. The meats will accumulate in there, so we're going to keep the moisture in the meat. But now the juices are not hitting the flame, and we're not creating those carcinogens. And then I don't want you to use foil on the grill or in your oven. if you're baking a potato, guess what? Wash it off, poke holes in it with a fork, and guess what? It's going to bake. Imagine that. So you don't need the aluminum going into the potato as you're baking it. You don't need that. If you want to wrap your food in something for heating purposes in your onion, use parchment paper, okay? It's in the same aisle as the aluminum foil, but you don't get the issues associated with it, okay? So we want to turn that grill down to that low heat setting. I talked to you about grilling your veggies. You can also grill fruit. I'm always going to say have your fruit in its natural form because, you know, the phytochemicals and things associated with the veggies are going to be huge. And just with your colorful things, so make sure that, you know, you've got these things on the menu. But if you're going to grill them very lightly. And that it does bring out the juices in them. And we do want to have the juices in the mix because we're talking about hydration when we're outdoors. So make sure that you're doing that. All righty, if you're just tuning in, good morning to you. And I see you. Good morning, Sandra. Oh, I miss you so much. Hopefully see you in the fall. Sandra's one of my students. She's my number one student in the universe. I miss Sandra so much. I miss all my students. For the rest of them listening, they're going to get me. But Sandra knows we have a special bond. Anywho, the number here is 347-426-3469. Just getting ready to close out the show with a little recap. I've got one more tip to share with you, and then I will recap everything for you. If you did miss any portion of the show, please go back and get the information via archive, and that way you can get all of these great grilling tips and make sure that you avoid these dangers associated with grilling. All right, my last tip for you, and this sounds like a no-brainer, but, you know, common sense isn't common anymore, folks. Clean the grill. I know. Scrape down the grill when you're done cooking and, you know, whatever you're doing, you're going to get rid of these carcinogens and the residue that can build up on your grill. Not to mention bacteria and heebie-jeebies. You know, with a dirty rack, you run the risk of transferring those leftover chemicals to your food the next time you grill. And it's just not very sanitary. I mean, each and every time you cook, you want to make sure that you clean that grill. And if you're going to outdoor facilities that have like the little hibachi type of grills that are part of the park or the area, you want to make sure that you definitely use a grill pan. You want to clean the grill. You want to do all of the above before you put your food on that grill because, again, you don't know what the person prior to you was cooking, and you don't know how their style of cooking, were they handling raw things, what was the deal on that, so you always want to make sure you're cleaning that grill as thoroughly as possible, and then, of course, again, don't line it with aluminum foil. Now, let me before I say that, if you put the aluminum foil on the grill, you want to make sure that there's nothing that you're consuming is going to be touching the foil. So you might say, all right, I'm going to put the foil on the grill, and then I've got a pot of baked beans on there. Okay, because of spillage. If you want to make sure that you keep your grill clean like that, that's fine. So you can put the aluminum foil on the grill in that respect because your baked beans are in a pot, and so your food is not directly coming in contact with the aluminum. I'm talking about the aluminum directly on the grill, and then you placing your chicken on top of the aluminum. This is a no-no. So we don't want to do that. So if you're doing it to keep the grill clean with the baked bean scenario, that's fine, but not with the direct contact with the food. So just make sure that you are cleaning your grill after each use. Don't wait and go, well, it's only a little bit on here. We've got bacteria building up, and that can be something that's going to cause you some issues down the road. All righty here. Whew. Boy, oh boy. I can talk up a storm here. All right, we're getting ready to close this out here, folks. We've got about, looking at my clock here, a few minutes remaining, so I want to make sure that I recap this for you as you are listening to the show. Again, if you're just tuning in, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Let me recap the hidden dangers of grilling as it relates to the things that I covered on this show. And please go back and listen to the show in its entirety to get, you know, everything verbatim. All right, my first little tip that I shared with you, and, of course, where in the heck did I put my notes? I really do have a brain, folks. I do. Oh, here they are. All righty. Okie dokie. My first tip, and I'm recapping this, limit the amount of grilled foods you eat and make sure you're eating plenty of other raw foods in your diet. The next tip, you can reduce the amount of PAHs when you grill by not cooking fatty meat and trimming that fat off before you grill. Next, when you're grilling, cook your food with indirect heat, such as on a rack, rather than directly on the coals. Cooking on a cedar plank is also helpful, and it's going to give you flavor in your food when you're doing like a cedar plank salmon. Yummy. Anyway, next one, avoid always charring your meat, and don't eat the black or the brown parts. You're thinking, okay, this is just a little brown. We don't want to do that either. Okay, you can reduce the amount of AGEs in your food by using an acidic marinade that contains lemon juice or vinegar. So make sure when you are looking for those marinades, whether they're Southwestern, Caribbean, or otherwise, that they've got an acidic factor to it, lemon juice or vinegar. All right. The next one, marinating your meats before grilling and broiling them. That's going to help reduce these HCAs and by, you know, according to some experts, by about 90% or more. And make sure, again, only use natural ingredients for marinades and keep the coating very thin to avoid charring. Don't have a lot of the marinade on the food because then it's going to char quicker. This tip, flip your burgers often, as this is going to help cut down on the HCAs. I know, and this, you know, I know you're standing over the grill, but remember, and I talked about standing over the grill, I didn't say stand over the grill and flip them off tonight. Flip the burger, walk away. Come back, flip the burger again. Don't just stand over the grill, okay? Avoid grilling those hot dogs, bratwurst, and other processed meats, as these are some of the worst offenders because they are already preserved. And these preservatives that are used are oftentimes going to be that segue as far as cancer agents also. And then now we're going to grill them and just create a higher risk of cancers being created from these types of food. So we want to avoid those. We want to only grill these high-quality organic and grass-fed meats and protein sources, okay? And then we want to cook the meat as little as possible. Rare or medium rare is if you're a steak eater, I know. Now, just hearing that is like, ugh, I can't even imagine that because I don't eat meat. Ew. But if you're going to do it, rare or medium rare at the absolute most. And you can also quickly sear the meats on both sides, leaving the inside mostly raw. Now, unless, you know, when I hear that, I'm thinking, do these people possess a lion? You know, why? I just can't. But anywho, this is going to give the illusion that you're eating cooked meat. And there are some benefits to it. You know, when you eat it in the form of a steak tartare, I mean, I got you on that one, but I can't co-sign that one, folks. All right, 347. I'm getting a text on that one, folks. My carnivores out there are having a field day with this. It's like, Dr. Stevens, can you just not? I'm sorry. My goodness gracious. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. I want to make sure that we really, really are clear as far as what we're doing when we're talking about just the basic barbecuing. Again, you know, this is something that everyone really does like to do in the summertime. And, you know, who doesn't want to go watch the fireworks and cook out and, you know, all that good stuff, enjoy perfect weather? This is great when we're talking about grilling and barbecuing. I want to make sure that as you're doing this, we are not getting cancer. I mean, and that is at the heart of it. That is really why I want to do this show, because summertime is that season where we really want to enjoy the outdoors and cook out there, but I just don't want the fall to get here and we've developed an issue. So hopefully, I have shared enough with you today to make sure that your grilling experience is going to be the best one you can have, as well as the healthiest, because you know what, folks? I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks for tuning in with me today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Of course, I am here each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 347-426-3469. Don't forget to contact me in my office at 313-897-7257, or you can email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. Please check out my website at www.drruthillstevens.com for more information on me or any of the services that I offer, because you guys know we got to get the heck on out of here. So make sure you take care of yourself, take care of each other, make it a great week, stay happy and healthy, God willing, next week. Have a great one, folks. Bye-bye.